against the eight ball, lost the toss, vital toss, players missing, and captain doesn't turn up till late. Well, one captain pulls out the day before, one turns up late. And then on a difficult wicket, batting last, two quality spinners, one an international test bowler, and one of your players stands up and plays the special innings that wins the match.
Because a lot of people were saying coming to the last day that Hampshire were very much the favourites and that they were expecting the Hampshire spinners to prevail.
I think they were favourites. I don't think they were very much the favourites. I think it was still a close one thing because you've at the crease you had a quality player in Matt Prior, test player, and you've got one of the country's most promising young players in Luke Wells, and with some good players to come as well. What I do know about this squad, I've said it all the time, that they never cease to amaze me how in adversity somebody within the group can put the hands up to pull them out of trouble. We've done it on countless times when we should have lost games, and as I say, we've been sorely tested this year, and I think anybody who knows sport or knows the group will feel that, because as I say, you've lost, we've lost Rana to injury, we've lost Parnell twice to injury, you've lost Yards twice, you've lost Luke Wright, all in recent time Murray Goodwin suspended, had to go through all the drama and heartbreak and of feeling hard done to about that, and still the team and squad managed to come out throwing punches on the back of a terrible 2020 loss as well only last Sunday.
We're delighted, of course, when Matt performed so well for England, but it's wonderful, I think, for the Sussex fans to see him doing it here for Sussex on the county ground, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're very proud of what Matt's done for the club and done for the country. The double Ashes win is outstanding, isn't he? And I know sometimes it's not that easy to come back and play county cricket because of the expectation. You're used to playing in front of big crowds, full houses, and all the media attention that goes with it. And also, obviously, part of him is thinking about the Indian tour, but his love for the club is real, and his desire and everything. And as I say, we spoke about this after day one, that the one thing that will separate the two teams will be one batsman, it'll come out of either club, who will do something special. Otherwise, it'll be won by the team who gets the most 20 and 30s.
Ollie Rayner was there at the end. Now, he's one player who's beginning to put in some performance. He's had a fifer in 2020 cricket, and of course he got a very good 50 over against Warwickshire and Arundel, didn't he? So he's beginning to come through now.
Yeah, you hope so. Ollie's always been a cricketer of great promise. It's obviously fulfilling that promise and having the maturity to play in certain ways in certain situations. And I think the move to Middlesex worked really well for him because it allowed him to stand on his own two feet, take responsibility for his own game, away from all the coaches, and Sussex are reaping the benefit now. He knows he's still developing his certain parts of his game he'd like to improve, but as you said, he's beginning to come into his own and taking responsibility, and got a 60 last week. As I say, he's been at the death of two 2020 games for Sussex, and then today, we were nearly there when he came in. But to lose another one, it would have got really edgy. And he just helped calm the nerves and getting us over the line. And he's done that once in Middlesex in a similar situation in a 4-day game as well. So he's been there before. What you find with sportsmen is once they've found the path once to achieve something, they can often find it again.
How high do you feel Sussex can now press on up the county table?
Look, I think the nature of how the season's been, it's been very difficult because we've never really been able to get any stability going. We had a little bit of brief stability when Yards came back and we beat Notts in his first game, and then we went and beat Somerset, and then the Yorkshire game was so close. And we had a bit of stability then. Wrighty was around, etc. But we just, because we keep losing key personnel at different times, it's very, very hard. I mean, Luke Wright may or may not play tomorrow, but he's going to have to take a 6 to 8 week window out of cricket. And as I say, Parnell's not fit. So it is difficult, and all you can do is focus on tomorrow and you focus on Edgbaston. What I do know, we've got some players who are beginning to prosper, like Luke Wells. Amjad Khan, he was disappointing at Arundel. He's bowled outstandingly well today and he's desperate to do well. His work rate is unquestionable, and at times he puts too much pressure on. And I was speaking to quite a lot of supporters in this game, and they start to want too much too quickly. Well, it's okay to actually want it, but what we ask the supporters not to do is to put pressure on our players, because they're trying, they're working really, really hard, and especially the newcomers, they just need sometimes a bit of time to settle in.